Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Today is Tuesday, September 30th. The news sponsored by the St. Louis Aquarium at Union Station. I'm Megan Lynch. As you heard in CBS News, the Senate set to vote again today on a House government funding bill in a last-ditch effort to avoid a government shutdown at midnight. There's still hope for a breakthrough, says Metro East Congresswoman Nikki Budzinski, but she admits hopes for Democrats and Republicans coming to a deal on a budget or continuing resolution are slim.
In order to get a CR passed, they're going to need Democrats in the Senate in particular to come along on that vote. And in order to do that, we're asking for something very simple. They need to at least be looking at extending the ACA tax credits or addressing the manufactured healthcare crisis that they've created around Medicaid. Something has to give.
The government could shut down at midnight Eastern, 11 p.m. St. Louis time. But Zinski says she's also thinking about how bi-state farmers would be impacted by expiration of the farm bill. That could also happen tonight. Meantime, Republican Senator Eric Schmidt of Missouri on Fox says the Democrats are using health care to go after the president.
What this is really about, it's really not about the CR or the funding, which is very reasonable. We would normally get done. It's about this radicalization that's happened on the Democrat side with their base and many members in the Senate who want to be perceived as fighting Trump as opposed to fighting for the American people. That's what this thing's all about.
In the past, government shutdowns have perhaps financial markets a headwind to fight against, but haven't really impacted investors' day-to-day lives. That could be different this time. The Labor Department says don't expect usual economic reports if the government does shut down.
Ultimately, the government's non-farm payrolls report and unemployment rate update, that is the update. And investors will be potentially flying blind for a bit without them.
Stifel Director of Investments Eric Roberts says the next jobs report slated for release on Friday. He says private sector reports from companies that cut paychecks just aren't as complete or accurate. Boeing and the Machinist Union meet again with the same result.
We've got statements from both sides, each blasting the other. Dan Gillian, Boeing's Air Dominance Vice President, says, despite a full day of mediation, we're disappointed the union walked out on talks and rejected our offer to settle the strike. He says the union is misleading members by inflating their expectations. He calls Boeing's offer the top of the market for Midwest manufacturing. IAM, in a message to members, says that Boeing simply reoffered a previous five-year deal. Quote, the way to end this strike continues to be the sensible pre-ratified offer that was approved by our membership. We are available when the company has an improved offer, end quote. Michael Calhoun, KMOX News.
More now on Bi-State Development abandoning its plan to build a light rail connecting North and South City.
CEO Toby Roach is defending the pivot, saying inflation made the original plan too costly. He adds their new bus route also improves the route's streetscape. He tells KMOX while their new plans still require federal funding, he says it's a far smaller, therefore likelier request.
We're moving from a $1.1 billion project to maybe somewhere around $400 million. And look, that will play well in D.C.
Roach says he hopes to have their new plans together in time to apply for federal funding next August. He is unsure if the local taxes approved for the light rail need to go back before the voters. Sean Malone, KMOX News.
Mayor Kara Spencer says she believes abandoning the Green Line light rail plans to instead focus on a bus line is the only way for the project to be financially feasible. Asked if they would need to go back to taxpayers for permission to use the 2017 tax dollars intended for Metrolink, Spencer hints they don't believe they do.
We feel confident that under the current legislative, what the voters passed, that there's some flexibility there.
Spencer says the line was highly unlikely to receive federal funding, even after shrinking to around 6 miles of track. From the KMOX Business Desk, sponsored by Krentz Financial Group, KFGAdvisors.com, work begins in October on a top-to-bottom makeover of the 29-story Mansion House Tower downtown on 4th Street. The building, listed on the National Register of Historic Places, will see its 415 apartments updated as part of the $195 million project. Rents are expected to start around $1,100 when work wraps up in 2027.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.